Welcome to the library agenda. Wednesday, August 23rd at 6 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Yes, Pizzola.
Here.
Garcia.
Here.
And Schumacher.
Here.
Thank you.
And recognition of visitors. Okay, and your name?
Mike Vansky.
Yes.
Greg Skrinsky.
Okay, thank you. And public comments. Thank you. So Michael, you'll be the only one speaking today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So without knowing exactly how we're going to be discussing, just doing any materials other than the agenda, I do want to bring up a couple things. I left you a packet here, and this has to do with selecting material for the library. And a lot of things were said at the last meeting that really are totally irrelevant to how you should select materials. Because materials can be selected by a governing body, the library, following the Constitution. Now, you want to have materials, a variety of materials for patrons, but you can't violate people's inalienable rights while doing that. So this is just a brief thing. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, so I'm going to talk about something else. But a flow chart, and then it lists a few pieces of the Constitution, the Illinois Constitution that I sent to the board before. And then on the last page, it's like a question and answer thing of like what you would be looking for, what kind of questions, what the answers will be here, and selecting the materials. So one of the other things that caught my attention on the agenda was the public comment policy. And we see that a lot of these boards are actually violating our constitutional rights by these policies that are written. So while I appreciate everything you guys do as a board member, and I know how difficult that can be, there's a lot that goes into that, a lot of your own personal time that goes involved with that, but it would be, and it is my duty to come to you to tell you when something is being done unconstitutionally. So it's my duty as one of the people to provide you with a frequent reminder of the fundamental principles of law and due process. The main objective of government is to protect and preserve the rights and private property, public liberties, and uphold the law of God. And we see that in Article 1 of the Illinois Constitution, Section 23. A frequent recurrence of fundamental principles of civil government is necessary to preserve the blessing of liberty. These blessings cannot endure unless people recognize their corresponding individual obligations and responsibilities. So it's the people's obligation and duty to come to you and let you know when you're violating those rights. We the people have inherent, inalienable, God-given rights. This means that these rights are given to all men, and no government has been delegated authority to alter, reform, lessen, or restrict these rights. Governments have only been instituted the authority to protect and enhance our rights by creating laws or policies that protect those rights. Government was not created to harm or trample on the people of our God-given freedoms. We see that in the Illinois Constitution, Article 1, Section 1. All men are by nature free and independent and have certain inherent inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights and to protect the protection of property, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers by the consent of the government. That means that the whole purpose, and we've talked about this before, is that you're to protect our inalienable rights and you're beholden to the people. Also, in Article 1, Section 24, the enumerated rights in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the individual citizens of the state. It is the inherent right of the people to freely speak, write, or publish any subject, which includes the people speaking at any public library board meeting, which is our lawful right and apply of redress and grievances. As inhabitants of the state of Illinois, the people are to be free from interruption from the board members, especially when coming peacefully to address their elected servants for redress of grievances. All trustees, servants, and agents of the people are not granted the constitutional authority to use local policy powers or any other private people and infringe upon guaranteed natural rights. And you see that in Article 1, Section 4, all persons may speak, write, and publish freely, being responsible for the abuse of the liberty. The trials for liable for both civil and criminal, the truth when published, with the good motives, and for justifiable ends, shall be sufficient defense. You, the governing officials, agree, promised, and swore an oath to God that I have authority to give you instruction as seen in the Illinois Constitution. You see that in Article 1, Section 5. The people have the right to assemble in a peaceable manner, to consult for common good, to make known their opinions and their to their representatives, and to apply for redress of grievances. So when you're addressing policies at the library, and in this case, public speaking, you have no right to restrict it at all. Your policy should be the Constitution, which is free speech, and that the people have the right to come and air their grievances to the elected officials. So that's it. It is the highest law of the land. You can't make another law, policy, procedure, ordinance that supersedes the Illinois or U.S. Constitution. And what we're seeing all over the nation is this happens over and over every day in all of our boards, and it's unconstitutional. So, and I know maybe it doesn't seem like you took an oath to the Constitution, but you actually did. You signed it, and it went down to the county clerk, and they have record of that. So we have to truly understand that.
But you have been allowed to speak here, but we do have a policy based on time limits,
right,
so that we can...
Did, again, so does the U.S. or Illinois Constitution restrict anything I just read? Does it restrict by time, topic, and does it have any of that in there?
This is something that we've written as a policy that's gone before our attorney, and this is what our policy is. It's been adopted here, so...
I understand that, but again, we believe in a constitutional republic, and the highest law of the land, which you are beholden to and you took an oath to, is to follow the Constitution. And in the Constitution, it says you cannot create a law.
But we have a policy.
It's the same thing. Law, policy, ordinance. There's nothing you can do to restrict our rights.
Okay.
So could you say that?
So we have to move on at this point because we have an agenda.
But that's a question. So could the board restrict a person from coming in because they don't like them?
We have not restricted that at all.
But I'm not asking if you did. I'm asking you because you're saying, well, the board can create a policy. So the board can create a policy that says, I don't like this person, so they can't come to the library.
No, per our policy, that's absolutely the opposite of our policy.
But you can't create a policy to do that. Just as it's saying you can't create a policy that's unconstitutional.
Okay.
At this point, we have to move on. We have an agenda, and we have to move on. Thank you. Okay. We are now to new business.
All right, so on the agenda is listed the policies.
Correct.
Address today and going to the board.
Okay.
For a vote. The first one is a reference service policy.
Yes.
We have not had a reference service policy in the past, but this is a brand new policy.
Okay.
It is taken from ILA. And I believe the only thing that I'm going to correct on here is under the forms of inquiry and response.
Yes.
It says, including in-person queries, telephone, fax, email.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have incoming fax.
Okay.
That's the only one?
That's the only one.
Okay.
Would that include, I guess under email maybe, but like scanned materials that somebody would send you?
Sure.
That would be under email?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's not something we have to separate out?
Well, it's just references,
within
questions.
Our questions. Gotcha.
Email.
Okay.
Questions that someone might ask someone at the desk.
Okay.
There's a policy on how those are.
And this is from the ALA or ILA?
ILA. Let me clarify that.
Okay.
It's from ILA, quite, it has the guidelines and ethics of the American Labor Association.
That's why I asked. Okay.
Yes.
You want us to read just?
Yeah.
Once
you guys
read?
Are
what's your finish?
Okay. You need to make changes to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Now is the time to say that.
Just the one change.
Basically, yeah. I would like to bring it to a vote to bring it to the board.
Well, we will bring it to the board. They have to adopt it.
They have to adopt
so we just
it.
Reviewed it.
Yes.
We're saying, well,
yes.
The committee is
yes.
saying
yes.
it's good.
Okay.
So at our next board meeting,
okay.
it's presented to,
it's
them
presented to the board.
To be adopted.
Our second one is reviewing and updating to the public comment policy. Now, I sent this to our attorney.
Yes.
And so you have two pages here. You have the old page and the current page is in, or the, what I'm proposing is in yellow.
The yellow is the new?
Is changing it. Yep. And I'm just taking each number, bullet point, 1 through 10, and putting them into
the yellow
verbiage. I mean, we can keep it this way if you like, or we can do it, move it this way into.
But we don't need
paragraphs.
Double heading. Yeah, we need double heading. You have the heading at the top.
Right. Mm-hmm. What our attorney said was that we could, based on the size of our library, limit public comment to 15 minutes, but I think based on last meeting, we had 8 people speak, so I think we should keep it at 30 minutes. At 3 minutes per person. But that also is at the discretion of the board president at the time.
At the time. So if we decide that we can go over, it goes over. Or whoever's leading the meeting at the time. So is there anything that's different from this? Or is this just a whole new?
It's just worded differently, but
okay,
each one you'll see has a number by it, and it represents
a previous okay.
policy. I just didn't like the
format.
1, 2, 3.
It's not, it doesn't look like a policy.
So that's my recommendation, is to keep it at the longer time.
me the new policy looks more
yeah.
to the point.
Yeah.
Versus.
Versus all these numbers.
Yeah.
So this is it 3 or 5? So I see 3 and I see 5.
3 per speaker.
Oh, and then a group?
And 5 is
for
a representative
of a group. Okay.
So you're not going to keep the numbers in the new one? No.
No.
1372? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. That was just so you could cross-reference.
So we can. Okay.
And see where they came from.
Can I make comments? In the third paragraph, minutes are a summary of the board's discussions and actions. Mm-hmm. Should be semicolon, therefore, comma. And then in the next, providing comment at the board meeting, members of the public, comma, wishing to address the board during the public comment portion of the meeting. And then you have a comma there. So. Members of the public, come.
Okay.
And this came from the attorney. So we have to present it. Is this an update, or this is something we have to present to the board?
The board still has to
approve.
Vote on to
yeah.
approve revisions. Policies. So this includes the mission, value, vision statement, library bill of rights, freedom to read, freedom to view, ALA code of ethics, and the Yorkville Public Library trustee ethics statement. So this page here, we are not going to touch the mission, value, and vision statement until we do a strategic plan. So that was just. This is just the table of contents for that. And in our current policy, we already have the Library Bill of Rights, mm-hmm. the Freedom to Read Statement, mm-hmm. the Freedom to View Statement, mm-hmm. and Library Trustee Ethics Statement.
Those four already.
So G is the new one.
Okay.
So in your policy book that I have, we had a section on Code of Ethics.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So two of these Code of Ethics are no longer, and they've created this G. For the Board of Trustees to adopt.
Okay. And this is by the. So these two here. This is the one that's already here?
Is it G?
Oh, G and H.
G? H we already have in our policy.
Right. And so G.
G is the new one.
Does it replace the H?
It replaces this Code of Ethics.
The Code of Ethics.
Yeah. Got it.
So do we have any say in any of this, like the freedom to read or the freedom to view? We just have to adopt the ALA
yep.
codes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can't change them.
Why can't we change them? Like, why do we have to adopt them?
All libraries.
Well, that's because
is it a funding issue?
That was passed. the only thing that will be changed on these is just the revised date. Everything will stay the same. But this G is new.
Okay, so let me read this. The other ones is just a revise. Why is it revised? All the other ones that you presented, these are already in our binders. Mm-hmm. And we're just...
And they're still up to date.
Okay.
To make sure that...
Oh, you went through it to make sure, so you just want to make sure they look.
Yeah.
What our purpose is if we can't change anything anyway.
Well, oversee.
Because we're reviewing them. Wouldn't it be just, we're going through motions of reviewing them every year?
Every meeting.
This last one has a addition that wasn't there.
Right.
This
so,
is?
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a DEI system.
Right. So our old code of ethics had this similar content in here, but it didn't have this number 9.
Yep.
So that's another reason why we're reviewing them.
And this came directly from ALA?
Yes. ALA and United for
Libraries Trustees. That's the one, okay. So all of these are going to be presented to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sheet that you gave us?
That's just my personal
checklist.
Tracking to make sure that I've written down when these were adopted, reviewed, revised.
Okay.
Which ones the attorneys have.
Okay.
That I have specifically spoken with attorneys about myself. This is just my... But I thought you guys might like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Helps keep track.
Yeah.
Instead of just getting the copies and putting in the book, we actually know when it was updated and reviewed and adopted. Did we go over the board bylaws policy?
This is the one that's going to take some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So all these are going to be presented at the meeting. So the committee?
With the new changes and corrections. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this one, I've crossed out things.
What's the name of that?
Yes.
And just updated it.
Yes.
Because I pulled it from Illinois State Library, their samples. So I believe this happens in updated since 2018.
Which one?
This policy.
Okay.
So anything in yellow is what I would like to add. I have some things in red that I'm questioning whether we should have them in there or not. I've seen other libraries that have them, so that's open for discussion.
And then everything that's crossed out is what you're going to have is being removed.
Yeah.
We basically set it just in a more succinct way. Yeah, okay.
Change. because they had to look at the Illinois compiled statutes on this one.
Which one?
That if there, it's D under...
Participation.
Officers, yeah, participation requirements. So this is talking about if there's a vacancy occurs when a trustee declines to serve or is unable to serve or is absent without cause from all regular meetings for a period of 6 months, the statutes actually say 12 months.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Why do they have six?
And then I removed the under F for board borrowing. Exempt from overdue fines because we don't charge for those anymore.
Right.
Sure.
See, A, under meetings, have called business meetings, and I don't know why. So board meetings are on there. So the electronic participation is completely X'd out because we created
a policy.
Different electronic policy back in June.
June. Last month?
Yeah.
2 months ago. I mean 2 months ago.
Yeah. On the last page, the Community Relations and Publicity Committee, we decided when you did committee placements, decided we weren't going to have one of those now that we have a community relations person.
Yes. So all the yellows are the changes that you want to present to the board, and then the red is something you want to add in as well. That was never there.
Like under C, term of office, they're after Yorkville, so City of Yorkville. Each trustee shall be a resident of the City of Yorkville. Yeah, so
yeah, I see that extra space.
I'm not sure if you want me to point that stuff out. I know it's easy to fix, but. And then under a board borrowing F, are eligible for a library card, probably end with a period right there. you have crossed out.
Oh, yeah.
Exempt.
Thank you.
Just silly things, Shelley. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. I want it to look clean.
Okay, yeah. Is it open Meetings Act or Open Meeting Act? Is it
what that is? Open Meeting.
Open Meeting. Okay.
But would you also talk to other, see what other libraries have done as well on that policy?
Okay. Yeah, that's a discussion.
Okay.
And is there updated board bylaws, policies, etc.?
All of these
this
will
is
be,
all part. This
yep.
is all of our.
They'll okay. all be in the packet with the corrections.
Within. Okay.
For approval.
Okay. Questions? Then we are adjourned. Thank you.